Okay, let's move right on here to Bob, who's calling us from Bremerton. Hi, Bob. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I found out the other day that I have a kidney stone, and I was wanting to know, what can I do to get rid of it?
Okay, I assume you found out because of pain, and you had some sort of a test and found it was stuck up there.
I had an ultrasound, right.
Yeah, and is it stuck up there in the near the kidney, or did it come down into a ureter, or did they tell you?
They didn't tell me.
Okay. Well, one of the...
But I did see it on the screen.
Okay. I'll sure believe you there, sir. One of the hazards of kidney stones, it's the painful hazard, as you know, is that if they're stuck up near the kidney, for example, they're a certain size, and if they're made smaller, and it is possible to get them to be smaller if it's a if it's a calcium oxalate kidney stone, which is the most common type, then both magnesium and vitamin B6 have been found to help dissolve them slowly. And if it's a uric acid stone, then I mentioned the lithium and the vitamin C. But here's the problem. If that uric acid stone is stuck up there and it's made smaller, occasionally what will happen, and it's not the common thing, but occasionally what will happen, sir, is that silly thing will slip. And when it slipped from up near the kidney, it'll go down through the ureter, and oops, the ureter goes into a spasm, and now we've got a kidney stone attack because the size of the kidney stone up near the kidney has become small enough for it to get through the ureter, but the ureter went into a spasm. Oh dear, now what? Well, we actually have treated people for kidney spasm who were told when they went to the emergency room that they need an instant operation, and they declined that, and oddly enough, decided to go to our clinic. We were open, fortunately. So what we do at that point is we give them a whole bunch of magnesium intravenous very, very rapidly, and that relaxes all the muscle all over the body, and they pass the kidney stones and go home. But I don't know, I can't tell you that for sure a clinic that would do that would be open right away if you had a kidney stone attack, if the kidney stone slipped and got stuck. Now, I did say if it got slipped and got stuck. Most of the time when people reduce the size by using calcium magnesium for calcium oxalate stones and vitamin C and lithium for the uric acid stones, most of the time the small stones simply get smaller and pass. But that is not every time, sir. You can't guarantee that. And they do tell you about something called lithotripsy, I'm sure you've heard, where they kind of focus the ultrasound beam on the kidney stone and break it into such little particles that it won't get stuck when it passes. So those are some alternatives and some options, sir.
And that's an ultrasound?
I believe it's an ultrasound beam, but since I don't do it, I'm certainly open to correction about what kind of beam it is, but it is safe to do.
I was hoping some of the stuff I was ordered from your place might help take care of it. They sent me some bottles to help rebuild the kidneys.
Well, rebuild the kidneys.
Rentone and, let's see, plum flavor and retotrophin or something like that.
Yes, those are both things that contain, they contain literally from animals that are not raised with chemicals. They contain ground-up kidney tissue, and that does help rebuild the kidney. But insofar as working on the stone specifically, it does not. It works on the kidney health. It helps improve kidney health. I've seen kidney function tests improved with the use of those, but not the stone, sir.
Okay. Well, can I ask you one more question?
Yes, just one more. We have some
folks
waiting.
Okay, about 10 years ago, I had a mini stroke when I was walking, and the doctors put me on Plavix and aspirin. And then the doctor did that, was changed out with another doctor, and the other doctor says, oh, gee, aspirin doesn't help anything at all with blood thinning. That doctor changed out, and then another one said, well, you know, Plavix works on one part of the blood and aspirin works on another part of the blood. And then another doctor came along that in the clinic, and he says, oh, get rid of the aspirin. And so they just keep me on Plavix now.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need any of it?
Well, you had a mini stroke. How old are you, sir? I'm sorry to ask that, but how old are you,
72.
Sir?
Oh, I don't mind. Okay. I like being 72.
Oh, that's a nice age, yes. Okay. And you did not have a whack to the head. You just were walking down the street or so, more or less, and you had a mini stroke, right?
Yeah, I walk 2 miles every day. And
But when the mini stroke, when you were on the walk, no trauma occurred to your head.
No, I was just walking and almost fell over twice on the left side.
Okay. Well, a couple of things, sir. One of them is if you're working with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, they know about two things that are helpful measurements. One is how sticky are your platelets? Now, platelets are the little blood elements that can lead to clots, which can lead to mini strokes, as you probably know. Even maxi strokes they can lead to if it's a big clot. But if the platelets are made more and more slippery, they don't stick together so well, so the blood's not likely to clot. Now, that's what the Plavix is supposed to be doing. But there's another substance. There's another substance will do that, sir. It's called fish oil, of all things. And fish oil with the EPA component of fish oil for men keeps the blood platelets more slippery. It does not do that for women. It's the DHA component for women. But your doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, you know that. And so what can be done is what's called a platelet aggregation test, which just means how sticky are your platelets. And the usual range is from, oh, they're really sticky, to, oops, they're not too terribly sticky at all. And, of course, where one wants to keep that stickiness, it's towards the not terribly sticky at all because they're less likely to stick together and cause a clot. And that gadget called a platelet aggregometer is up at the University of Washington Laboratories, and we send people up there to get their platelet aggregation measured. Okay, there's a second test called a blood viscosity test. It checks the thickness of the blood, and that thickness, again, the thicker the blood, the more likely we are to have a heart attack or a stroke or some other cardiovascular event. So we can measure the thickness of the blood, and then if it's too thick, guess what? We recommend blood donation to cut that thickness down, and we can follow up with testing the blood viscosity, as it's called, and or we can correlate that with the regular CBC and say, well, if you maintain your red blood cell concentration at this level, you're much less likely, again, for the blood to coagulate and cause a heart attack or a stroke. There's those two different tests. They're both quite useful. I have seen people take so much fish oil that they really thin their blood down too much. We don't want that to happen, so that's why we have to monitor with a test.
I'm also a diabetic, have been a diabetic for 20 years. So.
And that unfortunately is associated with thicker blood too, sir. Type 2 diabetes and prediabetes is associated with thicker blood. I don't like Plavix simply because it's a molecule that doesn't belong in the human body, and there are molecules that do belong in the human body, which make the platelets more slippery. One of them, just for your information, happens to be, my goodness. Okay, that'll come back in a moment. It's a botanical, of course, ginkgo. It makes the blood platelets more slippery, and it helps one's memory. Just good old ginkgo biloba. But you really should be working with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine on this problem, because if you're on Plavix, well, you don't want to abruptly stop it. What you want to do is phase in whatever it is you're going to use to keep your blood platelets less sticky or keep the blood thinner. You can combine that with blood donation, which reduces risk of stroke and heart attack, too. There's research on that. And you phase one treatment or two treatments in, and you phase the Plavix out, just simply because any molecule that does not belong in the human body, including Plavix, inevitably has more side effects than natural substances. That's just the rules of nature and creation.
What side effects would Plavix have?
I'd have to go look them up, sir, but I have never I've never found a patent medicine that did not have side effects. Never.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, and good luck, and find a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. Another thing that fish oil will do, good
well,
will do you.
I've been over to see Dr. Sherman before. So.
Oh, talk to him about this. There you go. He knows all about this.
Okay. Well, thank you all very
much. You're welcome, and thank you for calling.